This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing on in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Ba'Boikar. If I could remind everyone, kindly, there are no phones in the Beis Medrash at any time. Not B'Shas Tefillah, not B'Shas Torah. They can't be on, and they can't be seen. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're continuing in Siman Daled. Siman Daled, Sif Katan Hei. So again, this is the Sefer Shaina Halachais, which is a summary of the Mechaber Rama and Mishneh Berurah. Siv Katan Vav, Tekef Kishem Esoirer Baboiker Yitol Yadav. As soon as you get up in the morning, you got to wash your hands. So meaning, don't go to the bathroom and start putting on your makeup, your perfume, your cologne. Don't start taking phone calls. Don't start getting involved in your business. Don't go down to your computer. The very first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you wash your hands three times. Preferably, you should have it by your bed within Dalet Amos. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. That's the baseline halacha. There are certain leniencies. Perhaps the whole room is considered Dalet Amos. Not the whole house, the whole room. So if you have a sink in your room, maybe that's something to rely on. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings down that there's some kind of tradition from the Vilna Gaon that when Avraham ben Avraham, first of all, the learning today is dedicated by our good friend Rav Robert, Yagurav. It's the learning should be Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Daniel ben Zulai and Raphael, and also Le'iloi Nishmas, the Chalkas Yehoshua, the Biala Rebbe. So in this case, we hope that the Nesham Shem and Aliyah began Eden Teimenu Chasam Biomel Tzosha for their whole families. Abi Yaskel Tzedek. That Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that when the great convert, Avraham ben Avraham, was burnt at the stake, they saw like a fire ascend to the heaven, and the Tumah of Negel Vasser in the morning was abolished. So that is a certain leniency regarding washing Negel Vasser within Dalet Amos. Another idea that's brought in the Poskim is that if you go to sleep after Chatzos, there's not so much Ruach Ra. But again, these are all leniencies. The best thing is, get yourself a basin, get yourself a cup, and put it within your four cubits so you could wash first thing in the morning. Now, if you're going to wash in the sink, just make sure it's the very first thing you do. That should be the very first thing you do. Don't talk. Don't look, don't exercise, don't do anything. First thing you do in the morning, you got to wash your hands three times. And they should be b'serugin. It should be alternating. It should be alternating. Now, the issue here is that you always give precedence to the right side. The thing is, you want to pick up the cup in your right hand, you also want to wash your right hand first. So what do? You pick up the cup in your right hand, you then put it into the left hand, you wash the right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, three times. That is the most shittos. However, the Gra says you need to wash a fourth time. Because if you wash three times, your hands are clean, but the water is tameh. U'b'shem ha-Gra kasu dalet pam. You should wash four times. Gimel pam l'haver ruach ra. Three times to remove the ruach ra. V'haravi, the fourth time l'haver ha-mayim shenitmu, to remove the impure water. Now, so you say, but I use 50 gallons each time I pour, so isn't that enough to get off the Ruach Ra? It's not a matter of quantity, it's a matter of, Kabbalistically, three times. I once saw in the Sefer Seder Hayoim of, why three times? The Seder Hayoim was written by Rav Moshe Mas. It was written by Rav Moshe ben Machir, a Talmud of that Rizal. Actually, I was once driving in the north, and somebody turned to me and said, who's Rav Moshe ben Machir? I said, what? Huh? Yeah, turn around. Rav Moshe ben Machir. I said, stop. I told the bus, stop. We stopped the bus. We got off. Went to the kever of Rav Moshe ben Machir. Moshe ben Machir is the author of this following tefillah. Moida ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayam shehachazar tabi nishmasi b'chemla kama rabba emunasecha. So he went there, and sure enough, coming out of his kever was a spring of Mayim Chayim. Of course, the author of Moed Ani is going to have Negel Vasser right within his Dalet Amos. And Yeah. Anyway, I believe he writes two reasons why we wash our hands three times. Number one, three times is chazaka. So you're machzik the tahara. And also, there are three different kinds of ruchas ra'ah. You want to get off each kind. Now, even if you pour a lot of water at one time, ein mayal, it doesn't help. V'yitzleim l'chadchila ad perak hazroya. L'chadchila, you want to wash your entire hand. Until the arm. Okay, the entire hand. And it's not mayim achroinim, where you wash your fingertips. You got to wash the whole hand. V'mein loy mayim, if you don't have enough water, dayad kishrei etzvois, if it's enough, up till the knuckle of the finger. So you wash the whole finger. So for example, Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, where we limit the washing, you wash up to the knuckle of the finger. Okay, so that's very important. What's the reason we wash Negevaster? When the neshama goes up to Shamayim, it creates a vacuum of Kedusha. So all the Ruchos Ra come onto the body. When the neshama returns in the morning, it banishes the Tumah. The Tumah remains on the hands. You want to make sure you get it off in the morning. Siv Zayin. V'loyiga biyadoi kadmatil apeh. You don't want to touch your mouth before Negevaser. Do not touch your mouth before Negevaser. Now we're makbid. Not only do you not stick your hand in your mouth, you don't touch the outside of your mouth. Before Negevaser, don't touch your mouth. V'loy l'choytam. Don't touch your nose. Not only the inside, the outside. You don't touch your nose before Negevaser. V'loy l'aznayim. Even on the outside. V'loy l'inayim. Not your eyes. Don't start going, oh. By the way, going like that, it's not going to wake you up. Okay, only caffeine will do that. But rubbing your eyes, not going to wake you up. Do not touch the outside of your eyes. Va'afilu lahaver yadav agave inu mibachutz yesh lizari. Even to pass your hands over your eyes on the outside, you should be careful and mefshalai if it's possible. V'chein yizar shel yiliga b'fi hatabas. You want to also be careful that you don't touch the opening of the rectum, va'afilu b'mikra, even occasionally, v'chein la'ama, or the hole where you urinate from, b'makam hanekev. So you say you're never allowed to touch there. But even if you're married, where you're allowed to touch there, afilu imnahu naso, even if you're married, you don't want to touch any hole in the body. The ruach ra could get in the hole. V'chein b'makam hakaza, if you bloodlet. Some people, they like to bloodlet. It's not recommended to put leeches on your body anymore, right? What do the doctors say? No, not good to bloodlet. However, people have parties now with infusions. You know, they have infusions. They go, they get themselves hooked up, and they get themselves infused with hydration, with mineral. You know that? They make actually parties where people get together and everybody, they have all kinds of chemicals running through their veins. But don't touch the hole before Negevaser. V'chol makom chabura, any opening in the body, shel liga afilu b'mikra, do not touch even occasionally, even by accident. Avoid. So that's why it's important. First thing you do in the morning, you want to wash Negevaser. V'chein lo yiga begigas shechar. You have a barrel of beer. It has a spigot. You don't want to touch that opening. You're going to ruin the whole beer. You'll ruin your beer. Some would say if you touch the opening of the beer, you got to toss the whole beer, you got to throw it all out. It's ruined. It's not clear lemaisa what we do. So you don't want to be touching, you have this Poland Spring machine, you want to go just for the fun of it, you want to touch it. No, don't do it, it's not right. You're going to go to someone's house, you're going to sneak in someone's house, you want to pull a prank on him, you want to ruin his water. Well, you did a good job. You may have ruined his water. V'chein b'shar oichlem, other food, yizar shlo yiga, you should be careful not to touch food before Negevaser. V'im naga, and if you did touch the food, ein le'asar hamaycha, we're not going to aser the food. Liquid, you can't wash liquid. Food, you touch meat, what you do is el yadichu gimel pamim, you're going to wash the meat three times. The meat's going to wash Negevaser. Yeah? So basically, let's say you have scrambled eggs, and you touched it before Negevaser, so you just wash it three times, and it's good to go. You know? You have a bagel and cream cheese, yeah, you touched it before Negevaser, you just wash it three times, not a problem. So that's why it's preferable in the bagel store, if the people handling your bagel are goyim, better than Jews. Because if they're goyim, goyim don't have to wash Negevaser. So if they touch your bagel, it's not a problem. But the Jew, what are you going to ask him? Rabbi Yid, you washed Negevaser this morning. So And you say he wears gloves? Yeah, right. They don't wear gloves. Weiter. Ein lishtois ashan tabak koidem netilas yadayim. You want to smoke a pipe, you want to smoke a cigarette before netilas yadayim. Aside from the fact that you're committing very slow suicide, you're also injecting ruach ra into your body because, you know, you're handling it by your mouth and you're getting ruach ra into your mouth. Now, what's going to kill you first, the ruach ra or the smoke? It's a close race. They're both going to be racing to bring you down. So for many reasons, you don't want to be smoking before shachras. Yod Aleph, afilu mi shenato yadav. So you say, even someone who did wash negel vaser, lo yehei ragil lengoya bepiatabas. It is not a good idea to be touching the opening of the rectum, where you defecate from. Why? It irritates it. And then you could get hemorrhoids. Uvemakim hakazav gigas hashechar. Also in general, don't touch where you bloodlet. Or you have a scab, leave it alone. Don't touch it. Uvenagias shechar, don't touch the barrel. In general, even if your hands are clean, hands off the barrel. Yudbe, sarchel hazer lenoshim sheizor ben tilsik daim gimel pamim. You got to make sure your wives wash negovaser. Beseirugin, and they do it all alternating. Kamaya noshim. And also another thing is, they're the ones making your food. So you could be machmir on negovaser from tiv forever. But if the woman's not washing negovaser, then your scrambled eggs, you're going to have to wash the negovaser. Your wife said, why are you washing negovaser on the scrambled eggs? Because, you know, you have to make sure that the nashim wash your hands three times. Yud Gimel. Gam yish li zar shaktanim yitlu yideyam b'shachras. You also have to be careful children wash their hands. Ki noigim b'machal. Because they touch their food. Now here's the thing. We said that goyim don't have to wash negovaser. But the Zohar says that the Nishmas Yisrael does not come until 13 years old. So technically speaking, a kid under 13 would not have to wash Negovaser. However, from the age of Chinuch already, some semblance of the Nishmas Yisrael comes, and therefore certainly from the age of Chinuch, you should wash, have the kids wash Negovaser. But already, once they start touching food, it's recommended that you wash Negovaser. Say, the kid's 3 years old, he should wash Negovaser? Yes, it's preferable. But once the kid is already, we're parking them in the high chair with the Cheerios, for us, you know, parents put them high chair, they strap them in, and they come back like 4 hours later. Once they're strapped in, and they're there with the finger food, the Cheerios, you want to wash them Negovaser. And also, don't leave them strapped in for 4 hours, okay? That's child abuse. The authorities might come down. Not going to be good. But anyway, weiter. Yodalim, naga goy b'machal v'lo nitil seyam in lachish. If a goy touches the food, it's not an issue. Sivkatan tezvav, kishenoit el yadav tzara'ah. Here's a Kabbalistic practice. When you wash negovaser, you should sort of lift up your hands as if you're trying to be makabel the tahara. You should stretch out your hands. Like somebody who wants to receive something. You should lift them up, opposite the head. Is there a Mishnah Berurah here? Somebody bring Mishnah Berurah. Is there the big one? Do you have the big ones? Chilak Aleph? Where are the big ones? Because this inyan of lifting up your hands is comes from the Magen Avraham. Thank you. This comes from the Magen Avraham. Okay. Weiter. Now, what if a person in the chveis has a cast or one hand is, or they only have enough water to wash one hand. Is it all or nothing? No, negavas is not all or nothing. If you wash one hand three times, so the ruach ra is off on that hand. So sivkatan tazayin. Misha natal yadai achas levad. If someone only washes one hand, give a pum sa ruach ra me'asaya, the ruach ra is removed from that hand. Sivkatan yadzayin. Natil siyadayim. In other words, so somebody has a cast. So they say, well, I can't get off the ruach ra anyway, so I might. So there's no point. No, wash the hand that you can wash. Don't wash nail gavas on the floor. So why would you do it if you have a dirt floor? You're camping. Don't wash on the floor. Somebody might step on it. Somebody steps on your nail gavas or water. It causes rachra to get into them. So you don't wash in a public place. And vafila agabe kismim, even if it's chips, so it sort of gets absorbed. Asar, ella l'toich kli, it should be into a vessel. Toiv lahachin shnei kelim rash oisav, therefore, it is good to prepare two kelim by your head. Echad malei ve'echad rekam, one full kli, one empty kli, to wash negavasar next to your bed. That's the ideal thing to do. There's a discussion whether it's necessary for the kli of negavasar to have handles. It seems not. I looked around in all the Sifrei Poiskim. It's not brought that the Kli of Negavasar has to have handles. If anybody knows anything more about that, I'd be interested to hear. But it is not brought, not in the Mishnah Brura, not in the Piskei Tshuvos, not in the Ishei Yisrael, that they don't bring any discussion in the Poiskim that there is a Maila to have handles. Okay. Weiter. Lo Yishbei Chal Yadav Mishalei Natal Yadav Shachris. Do not, in other words, let's say you have your butler. Yeah, Elliot, the butler, I don't mean your butler. Let's say you have, you call, hey, butler, what's the name, what's a good name for a butler? Malcolm, what's a good name for
James.
James. So, James, come here, I want to have a negovaster. James said, you didn't say Moidani yet. Taco, you're right, James. Moidani, l'fanecha, malachai, v'kai, James, come here, I want. So if James did not wash negavasar, he cannot wash your hands. But he could bring you water. He said, James, I forgot to put the negavasar by my bed. He said, don't you know the Gra says, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said from the Gra, the Ruach Ra of negavasar was a bottle? Yeah, but that's only b'di'eved. L'cherchila Mishnah Berurah says you put it by the bed. So James said, yeah, I forgot. So he could bring you the water, he just can't pour it. For bread, even someone who did not yet wash could wash your hands, but not for negavasar. Fine. Chaf. You should take the vessel with your right hand. Then put it in your left hand. In order to pour in the right hand. First, what v'gam be'itar azlinan basar yamin de alma? A lefty still washes his right hand first. Any lefties here? You're a lefty? You're always a lefty? Very chashav. A lefty washes his right hand first. Yeah. Okay, so now we're coming to a new subject. Besides negavasar, there's another reason to wash your hand in the morning. And that is for tefillah. Now there's a machlokes, the Rush and the Rajva, what's the reason that we wash our hands for tefillah? The Rush says, yadayim askani yaseim, that during the course of the night, you scratched your head, you scratched sweaty parts of your body, and let's leave it at that. We don't know where the hands may have went in the night, therefore in the morning they're dirty, you must clean them for davening. The Rajba says differently. The Rajba says that every morning God recreates you. You're a new creation. And just like a Kohen would inaugurate his Avodah in the Mikdash from the Kiyar, Every morning, like Kohanim, we have to inaugurate our Avodas Hashem by washing our hands. This has nothing to do with Nagel Vassar. It's not connected to Nagel Vassar. It's not related to Nagel Vassar. It's washing for Tefillah, which means even though the first thing you did in the morning is you washed your hands with a kli, you're gonna have to wash your hands with a kli another time. Not like touch the sink and get like a bead of moisture on the tip of it. You have to wash your hands like for bread another time. When? Before your daven. Either right before you leave your house in the morning, last thing you do, or first thing you do when you come to the shul. And you're going to say a bracha. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisav v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim. What if a person stayed up all night? So according to the rush, your hands were not busy because you weren't sleeping. But according to the Rajba, even though you're not a new creation, loy plug, everyone else is a new creation. Plus the Rajba writes in a tshuva, the world is a new creation. So according to the rush, you don't have to. According to the Rajba, you do have to. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're up all night, you make sure to go to the bathroom. Now your hands are dirty. Even according to the Rosh, your hands are dirty. And you make a bracha before the davening. Don't confuse Nagel Vassar with Netilas Yadayim. These are two separate halachas. Nagel Vassar is Kabbalistic. Netilas Yadayim is Alpi Halacha. Nagel Vassar? Here's the thing. What about going to the bathroom?
Let's say
a guy wakes up in the morning and he doesn't have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
A malach.
Yeah. Or how about this? Let's say he did it the wrong way. And he goes straight from the tefillah.
What do you mean?
Even if someone that goes to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands after, right?
So.
Cleanliness, it's clean.
So like this, we're going to say in the morning, basically the way to go, the first thing you do is you wash Nagel Vassar. Then you go to the bathroom, and you get dressed, and you brush your teeth. And then when you come out of the bathroom, and you're all ready to go, sort of to Shacharis, you wash your hands, and you say Netilas Yadayim. You're saying you're going to end up washing your hands just for cleanliness, and then go and then get ready for Shacharis 15 minutes later? You could delay a little bit washing the hands to wash right before the tefillah.
If you have to go with the rush.
What?
If you have to go with the rush.
We're chashish for both shittos. We're chashish for both shittos. So again, this is... many people are not aware. They open up their siddur and it says, oh, Netilas Yadayim. Okay, so let me just say the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. But it's a bracha on the washing, and it's a washing separate from the Nagel Vassar. Listen to this. If you have going to go do carpool, or you're going to take your kids to the bus stop, then you're going to wash your hands three times. You're going to wash your hands first when you get up in the morning for Nagel Vassar. Then you go to the bathroom, so you're going to wash your hands for Asher Yatzar. But I'm not ready to daven yet. Then, before I go into the shul, in other words, if I'm not going, basically, from getting ready in the morning to the shul, because I have to go carpool, I have to take my kids to the bus, or whatever else I have to do that's going to occupy me, then right before I daven with a kli, I'm going to wash my hands and say, Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, when you make Netilas Yadayim, it is best to be koiveya, other Berachas HaShachar along with it, namely, Asher Yatzar, Elokei Neshama, and Berachas HaTorah. That's the best way to go. So in the morning, you're going to wash your hands a minimum two, possibly three times. We'll get into that more tomorrow, because some people want to hear about halachas of Yom Eidam.
The pattern of washing is different? Or
it's... Yeah, it's different. Oh, for Netilas Yadayim Shacharis, it's not alternating, it's like for bread. Correct. By the way, for Mincha, we mentioned this. For Mincha, you also should wash your hands with a kli. Why? Because according to the Rajba, you don't have to wash your hands. It's only only Beria Chadasha, but according to the Rosh, your hands are dirty in the course of the day. You would have to wash with a kli. The Gro would even make a bracha by Mincha. We don't do that. We don't do that, but we're makbid to wash with a kli. If you daven Mincha Marav separately, you have to wash your hands for Marav. If you daven Mincha Marav back to back, so if you listen to the rabbi and you're paying attention to what he's saying, you don't have to wash. If you're, you know, you're on your phone and you're scratching your head, you're going to have to step out and wash. And that's why you don't want to be Mesiach Das if between Mincha Marav. Same thing with Musaf. Nobody has to step out by Musaf to wash their hands. But a guy who needs to take a stroll, you know, at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, then before he comes in for Musaf, is going to have to wash his hands for Musaf.
Instead of making something dirty enough that you have to wash, so okay, scratching the head, let's say.
Scratching your head, sticking your hand in your shirt, touching your shoes.
So let's say you're in a Shemon Esri situation. How do you get rid of that?
You wipe it.
On what? Plastic's good enough?
Yeah.
That's good enough?
Yeah. Now, there's a question, if somebody's up all night, yeah? So we say for the rush, you go to the bathroom. Why can't you scratch your head? What's this? Why do we? It seems like for Shacharis, touching your feet or scratching is not good enough. You got to get down and dirty. Yeah? Okay, this is part one. Part two, I don't know if I'll post, but we'll see.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.